liked to fish, and he also liked candy. Even though he lived right over a candy store, he carefully limited himself to spending just $1. But one day, he went to the sporting goods store to look around and saw a fishing reel that he really wanted because his old one was broken. If he could get the new one, he could go fishing this weekend. He looked at the price, $30, and realized with a sigh that he couldn't afford it. Maybe he hadn't thought about fishing when he was spending $1 a day on candy. After all, it was just a little bit of money. But now, standing in that store and looking at that reel he really wanted, he probably considered the money he'd spent on candy a waste. If only he'd gone without candy for a month, he could go fishing this weekend. Over the long run, the candy was not what he really wanted. The moral of the story is that unless you keep in mind what you really want, you'll spend your money on lesser things and sacrifice what is of true value. You have to keep focused on your goal, like the fishing reel, and make even your little day-to-day choices, a dollar per day saved, work toward it. Time, like money, can be spent wisely or thoughtlessly. Ephesians 5:15-17 says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise but as wise, making the most of every opportunity of your time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is, what is important to God. Live thoughtfully in a wasteful world. Live deliberately in an aimless and dissipating culture. Wisely invest the time given to you. Don't spend it on whatever happens to come along. You won't have enough time for what really matters. It's like leaving your money out on the sidewalk for others to take. Like money, your time on earth is a limited resource. Spend your time wisely, and you've spent your life wisely. Waste your time, waste your life. You won't know the difference unless you know what you want to have when you are finished, what is really important, not only to you, but to God." The time management chapter guides you through discovering what is important to God and to you, and then making a plan to manage your time so that you can live your life well every day.